Australia's left-wing government flings open the borders to welcome record number of migrants. By Simon Kent on March 18, 2026. Australia has flung open its borders and taken in a record number of migrants in the past year. Despite left-wing Labour Prime Minister Anthony Albanese's government's solemn promise to cut back on fresh arrivals. News.com.au reports an analysis from the Institute of Public Affairs, IPA, showed net permanent and long-term arrivals hit 57,270 in January of this year alone, the highest number on record, it said. In the 12 months to January, just shy of 500,000 people entered the land down under, with the number hitting 494,540. The highest in recorded history as Australia's out-of-control mass migration marches on with no end in sight. Current trends show India recorded the largest increase since 2014, with an overwhelming growth followed by China. Net permanent and long-term arrivals are migrants who have declared they are intending to stay in Australia for 12 months or longer. Migration, primarily driven by temporary migration and international students, has dramatically risen post the Chinese coronavirus pandemic as borders reopened, as Albanese's political rivals make clear. IPA senior fellow Dr. Kevin Yu said the federal government's promise to cut migration, at a time of serious housing shortages and a cost-of-living crisis, is in absolute tatters. The number of people coming to settle in Australia reached record highs, as the size of Australia's migrant population is growing larger than ever. The Albanese government has been unable or unwilling to genuinely reform our migration system, he said. Recent claims that net overseas arrivals are coming down seek to mislead Australians into thinking that there are fewer migrants in the country than before. This is false. The number of migrants in Australia is still growing to record levels month after month. Albanese earlier this month claimed during a question time that net migration numbers had fallen 40% in a year. The evidence suggests otherwise. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.